is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. With Sheroux, Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, takes it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard. And Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Laramie, the scene of today's big game between the Fort Laramie Redskins and the Ottawa Glandorf Girls. Fort Laramie 11-0 on the year. Ottawa Glandorf 10-2. Should be an outstanding contest. We thought so last year up at Ottawa. And the Fort Laramie girls triumphed easily by a score of 60-31. That was just one of those days when OG was off. It was a much better club than that one season ago. In fact, it advanced all the way
to the Division III regionals to Ottawa Glendorf. A lot of the young ladies are back this year for OG, and this promises to be one heck of a contest here this afternoon between the Fort Laramie girls, unbeaten 11-0, and Ottawa Glendorf 10-2. JV game just ended. Ottawa Glendorf girls remain undefeated with a slim win over Fort Laramie, which led midway through the fourth. But OG finalizes the game, plus four, four-point triumph for Ottawa Glendorf.
Made some free throws. That's what won the game for them.
Chuck, we saw Fort Laramie a couple of weeks ago against Versailles. The Redskins girls defeated the Tigers 61-33. Prior to that, you covered Fort Laramie against Minster, a game the Lady Redskins won 43-38 in, what, double overtime, was it? I think it was double.
Yep,
two OTs. Significant improvement from that Minster win by Fort Laramie to the Versailles contest, because the Redskins played extremely well second half against Versailles. Slid maybe a little bit here in the most recent contest against Anna, which always plays the Fort Laramie girls very tough defensively. That game was double digits much of the second half. The Fort Laramie girls won it 38-32. Prior to that, a 69-9 win on a Tuesday after Christmas up at Columbus Walnut Ridge. The 60-20 win for Fort Laramie over Houston was head coach Carlos Siegel's 500th. How about that? In only 24 years, do the math. That's about an 82% winning percentage, better than 20 victories per season. Unbelievable record. Absolutely incredible. Congratulations, head coach Carla Siegel.
Yeah, well, she's done an outstanding job. She has a lot to work with, and she gets the best out of them.
Based on what you've seen from the Fort Laramie girls, the Minster game, then the Versailles game, improvement along the way, keep in mind now, the meat grinder part of the schedule is coming up. Rushi twice, beginning this Thursday here when the Redskins host the very good Rushi Raiders. Division II Findlay Liberty Benton is on the schedule. Division II Lima Bath is on the schedule. The road the rest of the way for the Fort Laramie girls is difficult.
Yeah, it is going to be, and they got to point towards those league games, so they want to win their league first and foremost. But they have gotten better. Their guard play is still not exactly what they're looking for. It's not really consistent. They Avery Brandoui, just a sophomore, and we were talking about her earlier. She's having a terrific year. She's starting to really pick up the scoring. She's a good rebounder, and the difference is as a sophomore, she doesn't have the luxury of having some really good seniors where she doesn't have to she can ease her way into to being a scorer. With this team, she's had to step up and take that role over, and she's really starting to do a really good job. Victoria Mesher, another one, a 6'1 sophomore, and they need that young lady to just, it's all a confidence thing, because they both have a ton of ability.
You mentioned Avery Brandoui, eye-popping statistics for her, 10 points a game, 74% free throw shooter, 9 rebounds per contest for Avery Brandoui. Her instincts, the innate ability she has to know where that ball is going to come off the rim, she snatches rebounds far better than I plucked apples off my backyard apple tree when I was a kid.
Well, she's 5'10", so that doesn't make her a huge size for rebounding, but she got decent size. But you're right, she's got a real basketball sense about her, and you can see it out there on the floor. Her sister had the same thing.
Right. The opponent for the Fort Laramie Redskins today, the Titans of Ottawa Glendorf, coached by 11-year mentor Troy Yant. And it's a very good club. Some injuries have bothered this team. One regular player, senior Maggie Verhoff, is out. Coming back is Chloe Glenn, 5'10 senior. She may see some action today. Two recent six-point victories by Ottawa Glendorf over Columbus Grove, 36-30, and St. Mary's by a score of 54-48.
a lot of height in Katie Kaufman and Caitlin Kemet. Kaufman is 6'1", a junior, played a lot last year for Ottawa Glandorf in that game at Ottawa against Fort Loramie. Kaufman at 10 points a game. Kaylin Grodehouse, a 5'3 sophomore guard, shoots the three ball really well. She's averaging 9. And Carson Erford, just a freshman, 5'6" tall, 8 points a game. She, too, shoots the three. Very even matchup, I think, today. Fort Loramie needs to get off to a good start. Ottawa Glandorf seeking avenge, or I should say revenge, for that thrashing Glandorf took last year at home against Fort Loramie. 56% shooting, 64% before Fort Loramie, second half last year up at Ottawa. Ought to be a much tighter game here today.
Well, it's probably the best game Loramie played last year, so that helped them. And but they're road warriors. They go on the road. They go to Lima Bath. They go up to Ottawa Glandorf. They go up to Liberty Benton. They don't shy away from going to play the really good teams on their floor, and that makes them better come tournament time.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three with us each and every Fort Loramie game all year long here on scoresbroadcast.com. We say hello to Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. In addition, thanks to the Anna Market, where you buy only the highly select Chairman's Reserve meat, beef, and pork. And thanks as well to Jackson Center Pro Hardware and Greenville Pro Hardware, Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. And thanks to Brunson Welding and Golf Carts and Anna Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and six states, and Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And we say hello to the folks at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. 40 years in business, our experience, your style. We'll return with a look at the upcoming broadcast schedule here on scoresbroadcast.com in just a couple of minutes. We're about 8 or 10 minutes away from the opening tip here this afternoon between Fort Loramie and the Ottawa Glandorf girls. Should be a dynamite contest. Very close encounter upcoming. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, everybody. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Redskins face a supreme test in the Titans of Ottawa Glandorf here today. Ottawa Glandorf 10-2 on the year. Losses to a very strong Division IV program, Detroit Christian. Other setback to Division II, Findlay Liberty Benton by a final score of 46-34. Ottawa Glandorf plays, by the way, in the Western Buckeye League. Very good Lima Bath program is in that conference, along with Elida, Salina, Lima Shawnee, St. Mary's, and so on and so forth. The Titans of Ottawa Glandorf tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We've got the game between the Arushi boys and New Bremen. Each team lost last night. New Bremen now 5-2, and the Arushi boys on the year have a mark of 10-1. Arushi defeated last night by Jackson Center, which played extremely well. A size up that game one evening ago, Chuck, 65-53, Tigers over the Raiders.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with Jackson Center and their athletes and the way they're coached and the way they play defense. But I think some of it came from Tuesday night, when it was so easy for Arushi that I think when they came out last night that possibly they thought all their shots were going to drop again. As soon as they missed a few, you could just kind of see that the confidence kind of went away from it a little bit. But give all the credit to Jackson Center. My goodness, they played outstanding. Mullenauer was terrific. Platfoot, the 6'5 sophomore, who was just a role player when we saw them last, has turned into a real go-to and somebody that is out there playing meaningful minutes now for them. They're a really good, and then Reese, my goodness, he did such a good job on Braylon Cordonier last night, and he scored 11 points, but his defense was just outstanding. He was terrific. He must have had 10 to 12 assists last night. Airtime tonight, 6:55 p.m. from New Bremen. The Cardinals host the Rushi Raiders. Head coach Corey Stevens of New Bremen and Spencer Cordonier of Rushi. We've got the starting lineups opening tip this afternoon. Fort Loramie entertaining Ottawa Glandorf. Should be a fine girls basketball game. A matinee special for you. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Opening tip to start the game upcoming in a moment. Fort Loramie versus Ottawa Glandorf should be a superb girls high school basketball game this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck, we alluded to the Jackson Center Rushi boys game last night. Christian Netcast informed me 3,700 IP addresses late in the fourth quarter of that game tuned in at one precise moment. That was the max count of concurrent listeners throughout the evening, 3,700. I don't think in a regular season game we've ever had that many.
Well, that gym was jam-packed. We said we were right in the middle of the Rushi people. Really enjoyed before the game getting to know, because it was mostly parents that were sitting around us. Right. So we had to make sure we said nice things about their kids. But that was fun, and they didn't care for the officiating last night. But if they would have won, Jackson wouldn't have cared for it. So that's just kind of how it goes.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, you should call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel the way you want it. Perfect. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Mike Holdhouse, 295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. DOMJERRYS.com. Starting lineups for the homestanding Fort Loramie Redskins. Ava Turner at guard, 5'8 senior, 10 points a game, 5 rebounds an outing. Skylar Albers out front, 5 feet 7 inches tall, a junior, 6.5 per contest. Along the front line, it is Victoria Mesher, 6'1, 6 points a game. Avery Brandewey, 5'10 sophomore, 10 per game. And Jaden Rose at the point, 5'6 junior guard. For Ottawa Glandorf, opening five is as follows. Freshman Carson Erford, 5'6 ninth grader, 8 points a game. She's out front with Lily Hazelman, 5'4" senior, 3 points a game. Kaylin Grodhaus, 5'3" sophomore in the opening five. Along the front line, Caitlin Kimmett, 5'10" a soft, 8 points a game. And 6'1" junior Katie Kaufman, 10 points per outing. Opening tip won by Ottawa Glandorf. Quickly, a driving layup is missed. It's short. Rebound taken down by Fort Loramie, and it's intercepted by Ottawa Glandorf. Here come the Titans in the road dark blue gold numbers. Fort Loramie, the home white. Red and black numerals. Here's a drive through the lane, but Grodhaus of Ottawa Glandorf. Ball stripped away by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, all the way to the rack. 2 points. Skylar Albers darting to the rim.
Fast and tough shot.
Yes, indeed. She might have gotten bothered a little bit while shooting it. She was going pell-mell, off balance. Wide open three. Ottawa Glandorf from the right corner. Yes, sir. Lily Hazelman unguarded. Potted a three ball to make it 3-2 Glandorf in the first minute. And here's a trip in backcourt by Hazelman as Jaden Rose goes sprawling.
Hazelman on the foul for first. It's got him.
Well, already, Chuck, Hazelman, 3 points a game for Glandorf, gets her per-game average with an opening three-point toss.
Isn't that nice? We need to just get it right away.
Jaden Rose, midcourt for Fort Loramie. Coming out to catch is Brandewey. Tries to drive a pass 30 feet down low for Mesher. It is high and wide, goes out of bounds.
And it was thrown so hard that Victoria couldn't have caught that. She got a hand on it.
6:45 to go, opening period, 3-2 Glandorf. Kaylin Grodhaus dribbles high left with the ball, goes to Kaufman, foul line. Hand off to Erford. Erford darts down the left side of the lane, banks it in on the run. Good play, Carson Erford, 5-2 Glandorf. Fort Loramie countering, it's Brandewey out high to Jaden Rose. Redskins whip the ball around. Left corner, Ava Turner. Albers into the lane to Mesher, tries to squeeze between two navy blue jerseys and has the ball punched away out of bounds. Jaden Rose, the playmaker, left of the rim, looking to pitch it in play. Fires below the basket on one bounce, and it's picked off, intended for Mesher. Kaufman steals for Glandorf. OG attacking to our right. Leading 5-2, 2 minutes gone, opening period.
That's three turnovers now for Loramie.
Lily Hazelman feeds Kimmett in the lane, and we've got a foul with the outside official. Shove against the Redskins. Here comes Chloe Glenn on the floor with a braced up knee, replacing Katie Kaufman for Glandorf. Glenn has missed recent action, as has senior Maggie Verhoff. And she is still out today. Here's the ball thrown in bounds by OG. A bad toss picked off by Fort Loramie. Two on one break the other way. Driving layup and a finish by Brandewey. Turner on the assist. Open floor for Glandorf. It's scattered. Driving, shooting is Grodhaus. Got it for two. 7-4 in favor of Glandorf. Fort Loramie quickly into the right corner. It's Turner. Turner has the ball raked away by Glandorf. Scrum for it between the center circle and the top of the key at Fort Loramie's end. And the arrow says it's Redskins possession. 5:29 to go in the first. 7-4. Glandorf by three. Titans have gotten good looks at the rim so far.
Well, because they're beating Loramie back. If you're going to get beat back on defensively, you're going to give up some baskets.
Outside the arc on the left, it is Jaden Rose for Fort Loramie. Pitches to Turner. in the game now for the Redskins is Carissa Meyer, 5'6" junior guard. Ball thrown to Meyer, right flank, inside the arc, goes to the short corner, 15 feet away, tries to throw it inside for Brandewey, and it's picked off, stolen, out in front, down the floor for the Titans, goes the fine playmaker guard, Grothaus, and she rips her way to the rack and lays it through. Glandorf off and running, 9-4 lead in 3 minutes over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Ottawa Glandorf has a lot of size on the interior, including Katie Kaufman at 6'1", but it's been the perimeter players who've streaked down the floor and done the damage so far.
They're beating Loramie back, and as long as they keep beating them back, they're going to score a lot of points.
9-4 OG. We played a little over 3 minutes, opening period of play. Top of the circle, it is Mesher hanging onto the ball for Fort Loramie. Victoria gives it up to Jaden Rose. Good defense by Glandorf. Right wing, Albers sends it back out to Mesher. Looking for Brandewey on the interior. Deflected pass, left wing to Turner. Goes baseline, 10 feet away, and it's poked out of bounds by the Titans. That's been a little bit of a struggle this year for the Fort Loramie girls, the half-court offense.
It is, and they're totally out of sync right now. They're not looking real, real confident.
Here's the ball entered into the paint from below the rim, kicked by OG. 4:24 to go in the first, 9-4 Titans. Ball lob, foul line to Brandewey. Open look from 15, a lot of rim, but it goes in. Nice shot by Avery. 9-6, Glandorf by 3. Top of the circle, Kimmett. Kimmett's got it. The 5'10 player for Ottawa Glandorf tries to slide between a couple of Loramie players outside the lane on the right, and it's a reach in against Albers of Fort Loramie. Tough call against Skyler.
I started to say when Mesher forced her way between two people, they had a no call. I thought, that's good. You do no call on that. They get it at the other end and they call a foul. You got to be consistent.
You're right, Chuck. I think that was a no call situation. Here's the ball thrown by Ottawa Glandorf, high left on the play to Katie Kaufman, and she puts the ball on the deck, and at 6-1, drives it from 15 feet and drops it through the net.
That's definitely been a charge. Somebody taking a charge that time, I guess maybe they didn't want to take it from her. She's a big girl.
Here is Mesher. Mesher bounce pass top of the circle to Rose for Fort Loramie, which is down 11-6, 3:42 to go, first period. Oh, nice play. Good heave down inside for Brandewey. Nice pass. Mesher to Brandewey. We for a deuce. 11-8. Fort Loramie down 3. What kind of defense is Fort Loramie in, Chuck?
Well, they're playing a 1-2-2 now, but they're not really trapping out of it.
Hazelman, top of the circle for Glandorf. Gives it up high right to Caitlin Kimmett, 5'10 sophomore. Here's a long three-point shot outside the arc, left wing by Grothaus. It sticks on the rim, no good. Comes off into the hands of Kaufman, who sticks it back up and in.
Loramie had two people with the ball that time, and Kaufman just took it away.
5-point lead, Glandorf. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Here's Jaden Rose, top of the circle for the Redskins. And we got a reach-in foul 20 feet away against Hazelman of Glandorf. That's number two. Couple of substitutions. Meyer back in for Fort Loramie. Jaden Rose out. Skylar Albers out. Victoria Mesher on the bench. Summer Hoing, 5'11 junior, in for the Redskins. Ball thrown top of the circle to Hoing. Hand off to Turner. Good drive to the rim. Missed it. No good. Stick back by Hoing. Not good as well, but a hacking foul against Glandorf, sending Hoing to the line for two for Fort Loramie.
That was good. Hushy threw a great pass. They missed the layup, and she didn't just stand out of bounds. She hustled in and was in position for the offensive rebound. Nice play by Summer.
Swish on the free throw by Summer Hoing, 13-9. OG by 4. 2:35
2:49 left opening period. Chloe Glenn, 5'10 senior, checks back in for Glandorf in place of Emma Brinkman, who was on the floor briefly. Two free throws by Summer Owing, and they're both very pure, right down through the ropes.
She's a good free throw shooter. She has a nice touch.
3-point lead, Glandorf. Long, high-arching three from the right flank. Yes! Roadhouse pours it through. Fort Laramie tries to beat Glandorf down the floor and throws it away in haste. 16-10, 6-point lead for Glandorf. 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Laramie allowing 32% shooting on the year. Blistering shooting from Glandorf here so far. Here's a baseline 10-footer by Kimmett, deflected on the play by Fort Laramie. Shot was partially blocked. Redskins come down with it. Mesher through the top of the circle. Left baseline to Turner. Back to Mesher at the elbow on the left. Fort Laramie trails by 6. 2:08 to go, first quarter. High right, it's Rose. Hand off to Carissa Meyer. Ball skipped to the near side to Ava Turner. Ball thrown into the middle to Alex Rose, who's on the floor now, the 5'6 junior. We've got contact and a foul on OG. And I think it might be in the act of shooting. Ava Turner strolls to the stripe.
That was a good find by Alex Rose that time with Turner rolling down the lane.
Minute 57 left in the first. Turner pitches the free throw up. It is around the rim and off. No good. A lot of English on that one. Second foul shot here for Turner. 1, 2, 3 bounces in the air. Got it. Ojeba 5 over Fort Laramie, 16-11. A minute 52 to go here in the opening stanza. Roadhouse has the ball on the arc. High right on the play to Kimmett. Kimmett, the 5'10 sophomore, launches a three. Missed it. It clanged off the back iron. Redskins have the board. Meyer down the right side. Pass broken up. Out of bounds. Off OG. Coming back in, Avery Brandewee, who got a brief respite for Fort Laramie. Alex Rose is out. Mesher to the sideline. A minute 38 to go. Initial period. Titans 16, Redskins 11. Side court, even with the top of the key. Brandewee throws inbounds. Then it's dropped off in the right corner. Skip pass, cross court, is busted up by OG, goes out of bounds.
They have scouted them, and they know what's coming on those inbounds plays.
Uh-huh. High right, Meyer for Fort Laramie. Gives it up near side for Turner. Long, high-arching three, strong. Weak side rebound by the Titans. Here comes OG down the floor, top of the circle. It's Kaufman, nearly walked. Gave it up to Micah Aldrich, who's in now, 5'9 junior. Ball skipped to the near side to Kimmett. Kimmett goes baseline. She's doubled, no shot. Feeds it on top to Grothaus. Right back to Kimmett. She uncorks a three. It hit the back iron. Good rebound by Turner. Stolen on the play by Ottawa Glandorf. Pitch to Grothaus. Elbow on the left. Into the corner to Kaufman. She staggers through the lane. Clearly walked, but they called a reach-in foul on Fort Laramie. Two free throws coming. Possibly the foul occurred before steps.
No, she had taken at least four steps before she got fouled.
Are you sure it was four?
It was on her fourth step that they fouled her.
Kaufman at the line with two for Ottawa Glandorf, and she nails number one. 17-11, Glandorf in the lead by 6, 51.3 to go in the opening period.
If you're Fort Laramie, you can't allow someone that slow to get to the rim like she's done twice. You got to get in front of her. She's not going to be, she shouldn't be a threat from there.
Kaufman is in and out on the second free throw. A little too much oomph on it. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. 44 seconds to go in the first. Redskins trail by 6. Errant pass through the bottom of the key. Goes into the opposite corner where Albers scoops it up alertly for Fort Laramie, which resets the attack on top. Jaden Rose to Albers. 27 seconds to go in the first. Here's a foul line fadeaway. Jay. Good by Avery Brandewee. Soft touch, feather-like, a lot of rim. In it went. Pulling up is Grothaus on the right wing for Ottawa Glandorf. And she pumps in a long two ball. 18-footer. 19-13. OG leads. 6 seconds to go, first quarter.
Albers needs help. Throws it cross court. Picked off by OG. Then kicked. Picked up by the Titans. Shot missed at the buzzer from 25 feet away. Good opening quarter. Ottawa Glandorf 19. Fort Loramie 13 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, you will be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he is still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair, too. See the new and pre-owned Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. We start the second quarter with a long, high-arching three ball by Kaylin Grothaus, and she sinks it.
And they got the offensive rebound, threw it back out to her, and there was nobody around her.
22-13, OG in the lead, but nine. Biggest advantage of this game.
Grothaus has 10.
Titans shooting it extremely well. Grothaus on fire. There's a shot in the lane by Brandewey. Good pass, but Turner. Brandewey hits an eight-footer. 7-point lead for the Titans. Nearly a minute gone. Second quarter of play. Here is Kaylin Grothaus, top of the circle on a weave. Gives it up to Erford. She's a freshman. 5'6" guard. Ball rotated near side for Brinkman. It is knocked away by Fort Loramie. Scattered floor. Picked up by Glandorf. Open player Erford driving to the hole for two. 9-point lead. Glandorf again. Albers is open, right side of the floor for Fort Loramie. Puts up a banker from 16. It rolls out, rebound, down to the Titans. That shot may be a bit too quick, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they're not scoring, they need to run a little more offense and get a better shot than that.
Here's Grothaus, crossover dribble, feeds left corner, intended for Glenn, rolls away, out of bounds. Did Fort Loramie get a piece of it?
Yeah.
6:27 to go, second quarter. Glandorf 24, Fort Loramie 15, Ottawa Glandorf 10-2, Fort Loramie unbeaten 11-0 as the Redskins head into the back half of the schedule, which will be a grinder. Carson Erford has the basketball, dribbling 30 feet away for OG. Picked up by Ava Turner of Fort Loramie, crossover dribble, foul line, leaves it on the arc for Aldrich. Aldrich now picks up the dribble, back to the basket. Goes to Grothaus in the corner. Ball rotated on top to Kimmett. Right baseline, Grothaus. Out high to Kimmett. Down low for Kaufman. Struggle for the ball. Kaufman muscles. Powers to the rim. Good for two. And a foul on Fort Loramie. 11-point spread. 26-15 Titans. Ottawa Glandorf, Chuck. Lost last year to Fort Loramie there at Glandorf in the OG gym, 60-31. I was there for that one. Fort Loramie blistered the Nets in that contest, much like OG is doing to Fort Loramie so far here today. Free throw, long, rebound batted off a navy blue jersey last, and the Redskins will bring it up the floor behind by 11 with 5:50 left in quarter number two. Impressive start for the visiting Titans.
Well, impressive start and an unimpressive start by the home standing Redskins.
At the logo, midcourt, Jaden Rose.
Ball revolved around the top of the key. Fed to Alex Rose at the foul line. 15-footer, a little heavy. Off the back iron, rebound down to Grothaus of Glandorf. She walks it to midcourt. Ottawa Glandorf 10-2, coming off 6-point wins against Columbus Grove and St. Mary's. Oh, look at that ball rotation, but steps are called. Good observation by the official.
Absolutely.
In making that pass, Grothaus pivoted, dragged the pivot foot, dealt it down low to Kaufman. She had a bunny, but it's wiped off the board. Here's Turner, right wing Meyer for Fort Loramie. Baseline right, hemmed in is Albers. Here's Meyer, tight roping the boundary. Missed the shot, no good. Long rebound, banked in on the play. Alex Rose got the garbage, made the two-pointer. Alert play by Alex. Here's a long three by Caitlin Kimmett of Ottawa Glandorf. It is no good off the back iron. Rebound Fort Loramie. Good play down inside by Summer Hoying over the back against the Titans.
Boy, Summer very aggressive in her time on the floor today. I like to see that.
26-17. Glandorf leads. 4:47 to go here in the second. Biggest advantage was 26-15. With 5:05 left here in the period. It's 9 now, was 11. Fort Loramie brings it up against pressure. Six players in backcourt. Here's a deflection, a steal. Ball fed ahead to Carly Brinkman, 5'6 sophomore. Into the right corner she goes. She slid and walked with the ball. 4:41 left, second quarter. Brandwee in backcourt to Jaden Rose.
They have gone awfully small now.
Rose veers to the right, off into the right corner, and coughed up the basketball. It's picked up by Grothaus, but she steps on the boundary across the way. Fort Loramie will throw in, down 9, 4:31 to go here in quarter number 2. 6-1 Katie Kaufman off the floor for Ottawa Glandorf. Inbounding far right wing is Alex Rose. Rose pitches to Jaden Rose, top of the key. Right flank to Turner. Hey, what, Chuck? Skylar Albers, Ava Turner have got to score with some jump shots. That's all there is to it.
Between the two of them, they have one free throw. No, they got the basket and the free throw.
Here's Meyer deep in the right corner, boxed in by good OG defense. Cross court to Turner. Gets the green light from three-point land. Missed it. Rebound down to OG. Here come the Titans. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Dribble driver for she's not stopped. All the way to the rim. No. Little strong. Rebound down to Carissa Meyer of Fort Loramie. 9-point game, OG in the lead. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Between the circles, it is Jaden Rose with the ball on the bounce. High right to Alex. Swiveled on top to Brandwee. Going backdoor, Turner catches below the rim. Missed it. Thicket of taller players around her. OG starts up the floor. A juggle. A travel is called.
Ava's got to learn. I mean, you know, she's a senior. She should know to gather herself to make that shot. She just kind of flung it up there.
I think, Chuck, if she does gather herself, makes a little shot fake, she draws a two-shot foul.
Oh, I think she makes the basket and then shoots a free throw.
Yep, maybe so. 3:34 left, second quarter. Ottawa Glandorf leads by 9. Inbounded from below the rim to Brandwee. Pivots in the paint. Ottawa Glandorf bench wanted a block. It's ruled a tag on the wrist. Two free throws coming for Brandwee.
Looked like a pretty good block to me.
A couple of shots for Avery. 1, 2, 3 bounces. Flexes the knees in on the free throw. She is a 75% foul shooter with terrific form.
She goes there a lot because she's so active.
26-18 OG, 26-19 Ottawa Glandorf. 4 straight points by Fort Loramie. Glandorf's been silent in the scoring column in the last nearly 2 minutes. Glandorf's got the ball 30 feet away. It's Grothaus. Grothaus airmails it to Glenn in the left corner. She staggers to the floor. She loses the ball. It rolls out of bounds. Tipped away by Fort Loramie at the last instant.
Fall down with the ball. It's a travel.
And nearly a walk on OG. Ball inbounded. Baseline left to Glenn. She bobbled. Fort Loramie scoops it up. Does somebody get a timeout? Is there a held ball? Fort Loramie comes out of there with it. It's Mesher.
Mesher in backcourt to Alex Rose, who might have gotten away with a double dribble, up to Albers. Albers cross-courts it to Jaden Rose. In the right corner, she can't hang on. Coughs it up, out of bounds. Defense by Fort Loram has really picked it up. But in the last 3 minutes, it's only 4-0 Fort Loram.
Yeah, offensively, they are really a struggle today.
Redskins have cut the 11-point lead to 7. 2:40 remaining till halftime. Top of the circle, it is Emma Brinkman giving it up to Glenn. Three-point shot way short. You could tell that was flat. Wouldn't get there. Rebound down to Fort Loram. Redskins, three-on-three break. Deflection from behind. Steal by Ottawa Glandorf. Long outlet down the floor. Rodas barrels to the rim. She's too far under. Missed it. Rebound Fort Loram. And the ball is batted out of bounds. Pressure by Glandorf. Fort Loram will pitch it in play. All of a sudden, Chuck, we have gone extremely sloppy.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers. Lormie's got 10. Orlando has 6.
26-19, Fort Loram down 7. Could be worse. It was 26-15 in favor of Ottawa Glandorf at the 5:05 mark. Now 2:19 to go. Glandorf stuck right there at 26. Lormie's only been able to make up 4. Ball bounced down to Brandwee, left corner behind the arc, puts it on the deck. Uh-oh, called a double dribble. I thought she muffed the pass. Didn't receive it cleanly. That was counted apparently as a bounce on the floor and a dribble. Violation, Brandwee, tough call.
There's a lot of times, I think it's a double dribble when they do that muff thing. That time it was actually a muff, so I'm not sure what he saw.
Here's Grodas on the arc. Entry pass by her. Stolen. Good interception by Brandwee. Nice awareness. She picks up her dribble at midcourt. Fires it near side to Jaden Rose. Minute 46 to go in the second. 26-19 OG. Here's Hoing, top of the key. To Turner. To Jaden Rose between the rings. On her, on the arc, is 6'1 Katie Kaufman. Ball rotated right side to Turner. Here's a right wing jump shot by Turner. Left her feet early. Missed it. No good. Good defense by OG. Easy rebound Titans. Here's Grodas breaking down the floor. Minute 17 to go here in the first half. We have only had 4 points scored in the last 4 minutes plus. Ball goes to Kaufman in the post. Got away with a stumble and a walk. Loose ball picked up by Fort Loram. Then a foul on Kaufman in backcourt. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loram's defense has thwarted Ottawa Glandorf since the 5-minute mark, stopped them cold after the Titans streaked to 26 points in the first 11 minutes.
Well, they were getting beat back each time. I mean, Ottawa Glandorf was getting the shots they wanted. Now Loram's getting back, playing good defense, forcing them to run their offense, and they're not nearly as good that way.
Ava Turner with a 1-1 for Fort Loram. This is big. Foul shot, Ava, all net. 26-20. Fort Loram creeps within a half dozen, having scored 5 in a row. Second shot by Ava. Couple 3 bounces. Flexes the knees. And it's all nylon again. 26-21. Ottawa Glandorf by 5. A minute to go, first half. Dribbling midcourt. It is Hazelman. Lobs a pass down low to Glenn. Muscles up a 7-footer. Scattered floor. Fort Loram double teamed out high. Glenn got the shot low post. Missed it, but was hindered. Nicked on the arm. 2 free throws here for Chloe. Glenn has missed time recently as a knee braced up. She's a fine player, 5'10 senior. She drains the foul shot. And that breaks a better than 4-minute scoring drought for OG. 27-21 Titans. 56 seconds to go, second quarter. Glenn again. Front rim, no. Rebound jerked down by Brandwee of Fort Loram. Up the floor to Jaden Rose. Picks up her dribble in some hot water. Needs help. Fort Loram calls a timeout. 46.6 to go in the first half. Redskins down 6. Are you looking for work? Let Spherion
go to work for you. That's Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates. They earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices throughout Ohio, in Sydney on Ohio Avenue, by the way, and in Millfountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register now. applyohio.com. Spherion, it works.
Phew, that was almost an over and back on the inbounds play.
Yes, it was. It was not, but mighty close. 37 seconds to go, first half. Fort Lauderdale with the ball. It is knocked away by OG. It's rolling, and OG's got it. Now the Titans can play for the final shot. Up six, 27-21. Very late here in the second quarter. Carson Erford, 30 feet away, outside the arc, gives it up to Carly Brinkman. 17, 16, 15 to go. Erford between the rings. Crossover dribble, foul line. Hits a cutter coming in from the left side. It's Aldridge. She rimmed the 8-footer. Rebound Fort Loramie. 7 seconds to go. Up the right side to Jaden Rose. To Brandewee for a 35-footer. Just short. No good. Quarter closes. Ottawa Glandorf without a field goal. The last 5 minutes of the second period, just a free throw made by OG. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie could connect on only 6 points. And we wind up with a 6-point halftime spread. Ottawa Glandorf 27, Fort Loramie 21 after two quarters of play. I'd like to remind you that we are a favorite of the home crowd and the crowd in Botkins and those from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat. Myers in Botkins, 693-8271. Phone ahead. Place your carryout, 693-8271. Myers in Botkins, 303 North Main. We bet you won't find better. Like to remind you that Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all and very well. A full line of prescriptions. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 1 on Saturdays. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Halftime score, Ottawa Glandorf 27, Fort Loramie 21. Our halftime report with Chuck brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, amazingly, Loramie's got a 14-7 rebounding advantage.
Wow.
2-1 on the offensive boards. They have turned the ball 12 times, way too many. And Ottawa Glandorf has turned it 8. That's hard to say. 2-for-5 from the free throw line for the Titans. 7-of-8 for Fort Loramie. Individual scoring, Grothouse has 10. Kaufman has 7. They got 5 from Hazelman. They got 4 from Erford. And where else are we going? We got 1 from Glenn. They scored 19 and 8, 27 for the first half. Loramie led by Brandewee with 12. They got 3 out of Ava Turner and then 2 each from Albers, Alex Rose, and Summer Hoeing. They scored 13 and 8, and they trail it 27-21 at the half.
And Fort Loramie's fortunate, Chuck, that the drought from OG hit the visiting Titans there late in the second quarter, or the Redskins would be down double digits for sure.
Yeah, they Avery Brandewee is all they've got offensively. They're turning the ball too much, getting in trap zones, throwing weak passes. They just look like deer in headlights today against Ottawa Glendale.
And I tell you what, these two teams have played enough times over the years. Both clubs know each other. Head coach Troy Yant, for Ottawa Glandorf has got his club extremely well prepared. Redskins have been scouted for sure.
Well, they're not able to run that backdoor cut off of the sideline inbounds play, but they've tried to force it there twice anyway.
Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 27-21 OG over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com. Ottawa Glandorf 27, Fort Loramie 21. We commence play here in the third quarter. Redskins down six. They go back door right out of a shoot. Here's a pass by Turner down inside for Brandewey. Broken up by Ottawa Glandorf. Good defensive play off the shoulder of a Redskins player last.
Yeah, they threw her a pass into traffic. Three people around her. There's no way she's going to catch that. If she did, there's nothing she can do about it.
Opening 20 seconds, second half. Ottawa Glandorf has gone over 5 minutes without a field goal. Still over five without a bucket. Inside pass on the play to Katie Kaufman. Missed it from 3 feet. It trickled off the rim. And the rebound is stabbed out of bounds by the visiting Titans. Fort Loramie still down just six. It's been as much as 11, 26-15. Wide open player down low on the right. Brandewey tries to find Mesher and Mister. Out of bounds it goes.
I kind of like Mesher on the point because that brings Kaufman away from the basket. She can't guard Mesher out there. Takes the pressure off of the way that Ottawa Glandorf putting pressure on the point guard.
And Victoria is a very good handler of the basketball. Ottawa Glandorf with a miscue. Very poor pass cross court. We're not alert.
Well, actually, I think she threw it, and the girl put her hands back thinking the pass wasn't for her, and it sailed out of bounds to the JV coach, who was open, by the way.
We had a sloppy last half of the second quarter and a very poor beginning to the second half of this game. Here's a fake in the left corner by Turner, puts her head down, digs toward the basket, defensive foul against Glandorf. Kimmett picked it up. Redskins inbound left of the rim. He goes to Brandewey. Turnaround Jay. Missed it from 6 feet. It was strong. Mesher. Offensive rebound, though. On top to Jaden Rose. High right to Albers. Back to Jaden. 30 feet out. Stuck at 27-21. Glandorf by six over Fort Loramie. Mesher high right to Albers. Good ball rotation. Down inside to Brandewey. Wow, 1-2 passes. Well done. But the ball was not received.
Right through her hands. Is it they're starting to play? They're not relaxed to play now. Everything is tense.
Still 27-21. Glandorf by six. A grinding halt to the scoring in this game. Low post right, Glandorf pivoting as Kimmett. Bank shot is good from 7 feet.
Kimmett at 5'10 with a long arm. She gets it that low, that deep. She will score.
Well, Lormie had three chances to cut the 6 point, or the 6 point lead to four, and now they're down eight.
29-21 in favor of Ottawa Glandorf, and a shot is blocked. Kaufman with a big cram of Mesher. Titans try to hustle down the floor. Deflection out of bounds off of Fort Loramie.
Okay, well, now Mesher's out, so now they got a problem on the point.
29-21. Redskins trail the Titans by eight. 5:58 to go, third quarter. Dribbling midcourt on the bounce is Grothaus. Double-digit score so far today for OG. Outside the arc to Erford. Straight away it goes to Kaufman. Kaufman spins, top of the circle. Oh, too much dribbling. Steal by Albers. She bolts down the floor to the rack. Strong move. Good for two. Skylar Albers puts it in. 29-23. Glandorf by six. 5:25 to go in the third. Here's Grothaus. Feeds it off on the play to Hazelman. Down the lane in the left corner for a three-point shooter. Kimmett. Strong. Long rebound comes back out high to Grothaus. She goes below the foul line and is tripped from the backside. Good call by the out official. Inbounding the ball. Glandorf to the right of the rim. 5:13 to go in the third. Ottawa Glandorf 29. Fort Loramie 23. One field goal by Ottawa Glandorf since the 5 minute mark, second quarter. That's an 8 minute stretch. Ball lobbed in from below the rim by Glandorf. It goes to midcourt, shoving foul against the Titans.
Yeah, it was Grothaus. She pushed off because she saw the ball was going to go over her head.
Well, Chuck, I'll give Fort Loramie credit. They have at least, for the last 8-9 minutes, stalled this OG offense. It was a scoring onslaught for the first 13 minutes of the afternoon by the visiting Titans. 6-point game now. Has been as many as 11. Here's Turner on the arc for Fort Loramie. To Jaden Rose. Left side, Brandewee. Back to Jaden straight away. Picked up by Hazelman. Coming out to catch is Turner behind the arc on the right. At the elbow, it goes to Brandewee. Ball revolved to Carissa Meyer, left flank. In the lane, Summer Hoying. Right corner, Ava Turner for three, way short. Rebound down to Glenn for Glandorf. Gives it up, backcourt to Grothaus. Grothaus up the floor against Brandewee, 25 feet away. Ball sent on top to Kimmett. 6-point lead, OG. Kimmett dropped it, picked it up. Foul over guarding Jaden Rose of Fort Loramie. Under 4.5 to go in the third. Ottawa Glandorf 29, Fort Loramie 23. Far side of the floor, Kimmett inbounding. Gives it into Grothaus on the play. Grothaus back to Kimmett, right flank, wants to drive, pulls up baseline. Brandewee got a mitt on the ball. Good defense by her. Loose ball underneath the rim, and it's gobbled up. OG inside, left-handed pivot move. Yes, Chloe Glenn was strong as there was a scrum on the floor. It was scratched off the hardwood, dug up on the play by OG, and then Glenn slung the ball toward the iron with her left hand from 4 or 5 feet out. Got it to bounce in. Boy, she muscled it through and was fouled. She's at the stripe with a free throw. 31-23 OG. 4:07 left in the third. Chuck, you get the feeling the Redskins here in the last several minutes overlapping the second and third quarters may have missed a golden opportunity to catch the Titans.
Yeah, they're not playing very well today. And, I mean, I think Coach Siegel would agree with me.
Now, Fort Loramie defeated Anna this week, 38-32. Game was double digits in the third quarter, wound up six. Anna played Fort Loramie well twice this year. Anna lost by 10 at home to the Redskins. Anna fell here at Fort Loramie by six earlier this week.
some confusion as to who the free throw shooter should know. Glenn.
She lost the contact and Kaufman had to replace her.
Yep, Glenn is on the sideline now for OG and stepping in to shoot the free throw is Katie Kaufman and she nets it. 3-point play. So the lead swells from 6-9. Glandorf in front. 3:55 to go in the third. Coming out to catch is Meyer. Goes foul line to Brandaway. She's doubled in the lane on the arc to Jaden Rose. Baseline. Back to Brandaway. Now Meyer, head of the key, picked up by Kivett. Rotated to Rose. Redskins half-court offense has stalled out here. Meyer in the left corner. Carissa drives, pivots 10 feet away, tries to shovel it inside to Brandaway. Brandaway catches and scores. Wow. Amazing play by Avery Brandaway. A pocket pass shoveled to Herba Meyer. Quickly down the floor, OG into the lane. Bounce pass intercepted by Fort Loramie. And we got a tie-up on the floor in the corner of the court. Held ball. 32-25 OG. 3:16 left in the third. It is Titans possession. Micah Aldrich, 5'9 junior, inbounding left of the basket. It is in the court of play, tied up immediately by Alex Rose. Aggressive action by her, which forced the held ball. Turnover, Arrow says. Redskins get it.
I'll tell you what, Alex Rose, you get hustle out of that young lady every time she's on the floor.
Oh, she is full of spark. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Fort Loramie still trailing by 7. Meyer outside the arc on the right. Ball pivoted down inside to Brandaway. Put up an 8-footer, rolled off. She got it back. Shot blocked on the play by Glenn. Backcourt for OG. Here come the Titans. Roadhouse veers up the right side of the floor. Hits a cutter going to the rim. Driving layup. Yes, what a play. Micah Aldrich sneaked in from the right flank. Kissed one in off the window with the left, blocking foul by the Redskins, who arrived late, and it's 34-25 in favor of Glandorf, and at the line for a 3-point chance, Micah Aldrich. Right foot out ahead of the left, free throw, no, off the back rim, Redskins have got it. Here's a long throw by Avery Brandaway, missed Albers at the other end, it is out of bounds. Boy, that's one of those inexcusable miscues.
Been a whole day of it for the Redskins.
34-25, Glandorf by 9, 2:35 left in the third quarter. Starting a drive into the lane goes Erford. Poked away from her, but a foul. A hook committed by Fort Loramie. It's Common. Ball out of bounds to the Titans. Baseline right of the rim. Jaden Rose, Avery Brandaway get breathers for Fort Loramie. Alex Rose is out. Mesher and Hoing on the front line, along with Turner, Albers, and Meyer. On the arc, Erford. Oh, nice little give and go down inside to Glenn. Four-footer, yes! Chloe Glenn, 5'10 senior. She's a big factor for this club. She's missed a few games recently with a knee. It's braced up. But she's been a force inside. Here's a cross-court pass by Fort Loramie. Well done to Mesher. Good on a 7-footer. 36-27, Glandorf by 9. Titans had creeped ahead by 11 momentarily. Here's Erford. Deep left corner, 3-ball by Kimmett. Swish! She was open, unguarded. 39-27, Glandorf back out by 12. Late third quarter. Fort Loramie in trouble. Minute 44 to go. Coming out to catch Summer Hoing. Hoing peers inside. No one home. Now Albers, head of the key. Albers looks, looks. Ball thrown to Meyer, near side of the floor. It's wild. Rolling nearly out of bounds. Fort Loramie saves it. And somehow, some way, gets a timeout. And the Ottawa Glandorf coaches are beside themselves. Minute 28 to go, third quarter. Glandorf leads Fort Loramie by a dozen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Oh, you'd better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metal working fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, 315 West 1st. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097, 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs.
And this is like watching two teams sludge through mud right now. It's just gone slowed down so much offensively.
Yeah, not well played since the middle part of the second quarter. Ottawa Glandorf up 12, 39-27. Redskins have the ball high left. Brandweed Albers near side. She slings up a long three, overshot it. Rebound rolls to midcourt, picked up by Fort Loramie. Carissa Meyer on the right flank. Handoff on the play to Mesher, head of the key. A minute to go in the third. Fort Loramie behind by 12. Baseline left, it's Brandwee in the lane to Turner. Turner tries to struggle between two players, and it's stripped. Here comes Hazelman down the floor to Kaufman. Kaufman to the rack, blew the layup. Rebound down to Brandwee of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Mesher, 47 seconds to go in the third. Mesher pulls up 25 feet away, goes near side to Brandwee. Brandwee handling, gives it up high left to Albers. Straightaway Turner, half minute to go, third quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it is Meyer. Down inside to Brandwee. Brandwee juggles the pass in among the trees, and it's stolen, taken away by Glandorf. 20 seconds to go in the third. Big possession here. Fort Loramie had a chance to get it back to 10, and now Glandorf can push it to 14. 10, 9, 8. Here's Grothaus, 25 feet away. Right quarter to Kimmett. Kimmett out of the corner, dumps it down inside to Kaufman. It's spoiled by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. 4.9 remaining. Third period of play. Glandorf up 12. Playmaker below the rim, Grothaus. For the Titans, looking, goes into Erford. Erford in the paint, reaches up toward the iron, left it short, no good. Rebound down to Turner. Turner at midcourt, buzzer sounds, ending this third quarter of play. Ottawa Glandorf 39 and Fort Loramie 27 after three quarters of action. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Don't forget Dickman Supply, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products. Four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. For your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Our reputation at Dickman Supply is outstanding. Make your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. Small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one single solution. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. Final 8 minutes, Fort Loramie down 12. Redskins is 27 points in three quarters.
Need some offense to catch OG here in the fourth, Chuck.
Well, they scored 13 in the first quarter, 14 in the middle, too. So they're due to have a run. But the size and just the very poor point guard play today by Fort Loramie, they have not been able to facilitate anything offensively.
Yep, Ottawa Glandorf, much lengthier down on the interior. Chloe Glenn, 5'10", a lot of muscle. Katie Kaufman, 6'1". Caitlin Kimmett, long arms, 5'10". Possession, Glandorf starting the fourth quarter. Grothaus, far side of the floor, left-hand dribble. Bounces it to Emma Brinkman. Here's the weave. Now Glenn near midcourt. Into the corner to Erford. Lost it, got it back. She's doubled. What's been called? Timeout. Glandorf in the nick of time. 7:32 to go in the game. 12-point lead, Titans. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze of Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Big keys today. Redskins needed to get the offense untracked. Turner and Albers needed to put in points. Shots from the perimeter has not happened. Meanwhile, Ottawa Glandorf has taken over the inside game thanks to its dominant size. Good contest from Grothaus at guard for the visiting OG Titans. Those are the key building components for these two clubs today. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. After the OG timeout, turnover, Titans. Redskins have it at midcourt, and falling into backcourt is Brandewy, who received a shove from Erford. 7:21 to go in the game. OG up a dozen, 39-27. This was a 26-15 game. OG with five to play in the second quarter. Not many points have been registered since then. Brandewy out high to Jaden Rose. Good back cut by Meyer. Meyer catches and scores. What a play. High, low. Jaden Rose spotted Krista Meyer sneaking in behind the OG defense. She snatched a good pass and dropped it home. Was fouled to boot. She's at the stripe for the and one. 39-29, Fort Loramie behind but 10. 7:10 to play in the game. Free throw by Meyer, rolling around, coming off. Loose ball rebound gathered by OG. In backcourt, it's Hazelman. Hazelman up and over the timeline. Goes down the left side to Aldrich, into the paint to Glenn. Deflected pass, steal by Turner. Turner one-on-one against Hazelman. Crossover dribble, missed it in the lane. Loose ball rebound, laid up by Turner. No, but a foul on OG. Ava Turner giving the Redskins a lift here. She's at the line for two. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. Owner and stylist, Deb Kubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years styling at Cutaway, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Cutaway Styling Salon, thank you so much. Both free throws by Ava Turner are spot on. Fort Loramie's back within eight. Ball knocked out of bounds right in front of the OG bench by the Redskins. Inbounding is Ottawa Glandorf. Big offensive set here. Ball thrown to the corner, back to Hazelman. Baseline drive, into the lane, extra pass, and a finish right in front. Micah Aldrich got the deuce to make it a 10-point game again. Deflection in the half court by Kimmett. It goes out of bounds off OG. 6:25 to go in the game, 41-31. Glandorf by 10. Here is Brandewey looking to throw in to Turner in the corner. Back to Brandewey, baseline right, around the defender, foul by Kaufman. Two free throws for Brandewey. Silver lining here, Chuck. Fort Loramie getting to the line with the clock stopped. Chance to make two more free throws. A couple coming for Avery Brandewey. Stellar foul shooter on the year. This one, though, clangs off the rim, a jinxster. 6:22 left in this game. Fort Loramie behind but 10. Biggest deficit, 11. That shot by Brandewey is good, and it's 41-32.
That makes her 75% from the free throw line for the day.
How many points for Avery?
She has 15.
Dribble drive up the floor, out of control. Grodowsk to the lane, missed the shot, no good. Easy rebound, step back by the 5'10", Caitlin Kimmett. Boy, she was there to clean it up. Big deuce for Glandorf. Up 11. 6 minutes to go in the game. Redskins rotate it left wing. Ball held high by Brandewey. Brandewey dribbles down the right side. Goes to Jaden Rose in the corner. Catching in the paint is Albers. Little seven-footer. Short, no good. Rebound Albers right in front. And it's bouncing. Bouncing. In. It goes. Albers, good follow. Countered after her own miss and scored. 9-point game. Glandorf in front. Ball lobbed to Kimmett in the paint. Here's a short shot outside the lane to the right. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which got a mid on it. Loose ball down to Mesher. Deep right corner, Turner for three. Bangs off the rim. Weak side rebound up and under Rose. Missed a gimme. Rebound, though, Albers. She is grabbed on the arm. Not in the act of shooting, but she will get the 1-1 OG over the limit at 8. 5:15 to go. Fourth quarter. Albers, couple big free ones here. A chance to whittle the deficit back down to 7. 5 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. 1-1, Skylar Albers of Fort Loramie. It is no good off to the left. Rebound down to OG. Here come the Titans, forecourt right. It's Erford in the corner to Grodowsk. Oh, she's beneath the basket, in trouble. Throws it out to the guard near midcourt, almost over and back. Fort Loramie gobbles it up. Turner, pass down inside. In a lot of traffic is the Redskin player. Four-footer put up by Hoing. No, but she's hit on the top of the noggin. And she'll get two.
Good strong move by Hoing that time to get it up on the rim.
43-34, Glandorf. Summer Hoing at the stripe, and she buries it. 43-35, still 4:58 to go. In just a moment, we'll tell you all about the Anna Market and the Chairman's Reserve meets. In fact, that's coming up right at this time as OG takes a timeout up 8, under 5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience in the comfort of your own home? Well, call on the Anna Market. It's at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience thanks to the Anna Market. The Anna Market, the only market around that serves you, Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market. Serving the very best for the best like you, Chuck McBee, the Anna Market. Boy, does that sound good.
I'm hungry.
Well, we're down to 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie hungry for points and a comeback. Still trailing by 8. Second free throw, Summer Hoing. Short. Front rim, back rim, and off. And the rebound snared by Ottawa Glandorf. 8-point game. Dribble drive, head of the key. Right down the pike to the rim. Goes
the guard for Ottawa Glandorf. It's Erford, whacked on the arm. She'll get two. 5 team fouls in Fort Loramie. Free throws will be huge down the stretch. Erford toes the line for OG. Two shots coming. Dead center on the initial one. Number two here for Erford. Very good ninth grader, a Frosch. 5 feet, 6 inches tall. Foul shot number two is connected. Ottawa Glandorf back up at 10, 45-35. Outside the arc on the left is Turner. Straight away to Albers for Fort Loramie. Ball high overhead. Weaves it to Jaden Rose. Picked up on the play by Grothaus. Right side Albers. Cross court Hoing behind the free throw line. Good! 18-footer. Long deuce for Summer Hoing. She's played well here today.
Yes,
8-point game. 4:13 remaining in the fourth. Right side Kaufman. Kaufman hangs on for Ottawa Glandorf. Gives it up on the play to Grothaus. Oh, reaching in is Jaden Rose, and she causes a tie-up. Arrow, OG. Next dead ball will go Fort Loramie's way. 4 minutes, 4 seconds to go in this game. It's side court. It is inbounded on the play by Carly Brinkman, 5'6 sophomore. Out back to Grothaus, to Erford in the lane. Hits a cutter coming in from the right wing. Short shot, laid up on the play by Aldrich. No good, hung on the rim, fell off. Turner gobbles it up for Fort Loramie. She races down the floor into the lane area. Still with the ball, Turner running one-hander. Good! What a play! Ava Turner took it 60 feet. Redskins within six, 45-39. Erford midcourt, Fort Loramie crowd on its feet. King-sized possession right here for OG. 30 feet out is Grothaus. She's double-teamed. In between the rings to Kaufman. Goes back door. Almost thrown away. Brinkman saves it. Dribbling through the lane. Carly Brinkman might have walked with the ball. Yep, she did. Momentum swinging Fort Loramie's way. 3:12 to go. Running out of time. 45-39 OG. What's in the plan here, Chuck, for the Redskins?
Well, I mean, Turner's hot. Get Turner the ball.
Fort Loramie to midcourt. Interestingly enough, it's Hoing and Brandewey on the front line right now. Ball shaken loose by OG. Steal. Coming up with it, Grothaus at midcourt. Dribble drive down the left side of the lane. Threw it high off the board. No good. Big defensive rebound by Mesher. Mesher up the right side of the floor. Being hounded on the play by Kaufman, who's all over her side. Foul whistled. 1-1 for Fort Loramie. Redskins to the stripe. Big free throw situation right here for Victoria Mesher. Team foul 9 on OG. Ottawa Glandorf had 26 points, Chuck, early in the second quarter. Only 19 since. Big shot here for Mesher. Needs the first to get the second. It is up and through. 45-40. Redskins within 5.
Well, they've come alive. Hopefully it's soon enough.
2:47 to go. Second shot, Mesher. Yes, indeed. She pumped them both right in. Ottawa Glandorf, 45. Fort Loramie, 41. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Erford at midcourt. Down the right side to Glenn for OG. Picked up by Hoing. On top to Kemet. Kemet against Brandewey. Veers into the right corner. Oh, she loses Brandewey. Lays it in. Redskins left her. Easy two-pointer for Kemet. 47-41. OG in the lead by 6. Brandewey head of the key. Gives it up to Jaden Rose. Now to Turner out back. Turner against Erford. Goes back door for Brandewey. Lost it. Got it back. Hooked it. Missed it. Rebound. Hoing. What a play. Foul against OG. Summer Hoing going to work on the offensive glass. She will get 2.
Oh, that last easy basket by Kimmett, Chuck. Not sure what happened.
Brandewee lunged for the pass, missed it, and she had a layup.
Free throw, Summer Hoing, short. Ottawa Glandor, 47. Fort Loramie, 41. 2:08 remaining. 10 team fouls in OG, 5 in Fort Loramie. Second free throw by Hoing is right there. 47-42. OG by 5. Midcourt, it's Erford. Picked up on the play by Turner. Turner holds and yanks her down.
Yep.
Common foul. Fort Loramie wanted a charge. No chance.
She kind of threw an arm up, but she had already been fouled before she made contact. So that was a good call.
Glenn to inbounds from the far side for Ottawa Glandor. Scoreboard was an error. Seventh team foul on the Redskins. Erford at the stripe, 1-1. Hazelman in for Glenn. As OG goes small, adds some quickness on the floor. Lily Hazelman, 5'4 senior. Big free throw here by Erford, the freshman, and it's all cord. Calm and cool, she drops it in.
3-for-3.
48-42, OG. 2 minutes even to go in this game. Second shot, Erford on the way. Got it again. Lead swells back to 7. Here comes Mesher for Fort Loramie. Stops on the arc, doesn't shoot. Gives it inside to Hoing. She's doubled, spins, lays it up, and rolled off the rim. Stick back, yes! Brandewee on the board. Avery Brandewee. Offensive rebound shot, good. Timeout, full, Fort Loramie. 49-44, Glandorf. 1:46 left in the game. Turning out to be a thriller on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
We've got a couple more cold snaps coming with ice and snow. Still a good time to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has got savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tire. Phone Geppy. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt. 937-295-3971. 295-3971. The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Here is Ottawa Glandorf with the ball. Grodaus milking clock. Baseline left. Goes to the rim. An avenue to the basket. Missed it. It rolled off. Rebound Mesher. Backcourt on the play to Avery Brandewee. Batted free by Glandorf. Loramie gets it back. Down 5. Long throw down the floor. Deflected. Albers has got it in the lane. Shoots. Missed it from 7. Rebound Ottawa Glandorf. A travel. Good board work on the inside by Aldridge. She hit the deck, walked with the ball. She took a bump. 49-44. 5-point lead, Glandorf. 73 seconds to go. Ball lobbed into Brandewee, who nearly made a shot in that last flurry. She catches a pass in the lane. Deflected on the play by Kimmett. Good block. Loose ball rebound to Glandorf. And a foul in backcourt on Fort Loramie with 1:02 to go in the game. 1-1 for OG. Stepping up to the free throw line, Caitlin Kimmett, 5'10 sophomore for Ottawa Glandorf. This club's got 4 seniors on the roster. A lot of good youth that plays. Free throw rolling around. It's missed. It comes down to Brandewee. 1 minute to go in the contest. Fort Loramie down 5. Deep left corner, Turner. Low on the left to Hoing.
shovels it on top, intercepted. Good steal by Erford of OG. Erford to Grothaus. And a reach-in against Turner at midcourt. 1-1 for Grothaus of Ottawa Glandorf. Boy, Redskins, a couple of golden opportunities here, Chuck. Just could not cash in.
Yep, it's been that kind of night or day or whatever this is.
Fort Loramie, couple opportunities to shave the gap from 5-3. Could not convert. And eventually, Ottawa Glandorf is going to make free throws. At the line, Grothaus, she chucks it up. No good. Way too much oomph on it. Long rebound to Fort Loramie. It is Mesher gliding up the floor on the dribble. Deep right corner, Turner. Cross-court pass. It goes to Jaden Rose. She's doubled in the lane. Muscles a shot up off the glass. Way too hard. Loose ball rebound. What's this all about? It's ruled a jump. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Inbounding Redskins. 31 ticks to go. Down 5. Baseline right. Lobbed into Brandewee. Punched away. Gotten back by Albers. Long three-pointer short. Rebound OG below the rim. Another held ball. This one belongs to the Titans. Good aggressive play on the defensive glass there by Katie Kaufman of Ottawa Glandorf. She managed to reel in that rebound, or at least get a part of the tie-up. OG gets a timeout right here. Up 5, the Titans, 24.6 to go. We'll take a break. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watch patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Well, Fort Loramie's got to foul. 24.6 ticks to go in this game. Ottawa Glandorf 49, Fort Loramie 44. It goes into Carson Erford. She squeezed from the backside. Foul against the Redskins. Erford, the freshman, at the line with a, I think, a double bonus. Yep, well, that's 10 on Fort Loramie. Erford, 5'6 freshman. Boy, she is going to be one heck of a player throughout her career here at OG. Free throw, Erford is up and in. Ice water in her veins. 6-point game, 50-44.
She's 5-for-5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter.
Erford is 6-for-6. Wow. She has saved the day for Ottawa Glandorf in the fourth. She's drained a half a dozen consecutive fouls, 51-44 OG. Here's Mesher down the floor for the Redskins. Has a lane to go through down the middle, all the way to the rack. Good for two. Fine play by Mesher. OG backed off a little bit, didn't foul. 14 to go, and it's OG 51, Fort Loramie 46. Back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Up, Ottawa Glandorf is led from start to finish, up 5 here with 14 seconds left. Glandorf actually won this game, Chuck, in the first 12-13 minutes.
Well, they jumped out. They were up 27-21, and then it kind of hit kind of the skids where neither team was scoring a lot. But Loramie could not make up enough ground in that time. And even though they got it down to 5, this is a good basketball team. You can tell they're well coached, and they get the ball inside. They just do a nice job.
at Troy Yant, year 11 at Ottawa Glandorf. Here's a steal. Fort Laramie takes it away, and it's Turner to Mesher for two with 9 seconds left. Glandorf got careless. Five to go. 5.6 remaining. Foul against Fort Laramie. And Erford will shoot the 1-1. 5.6 remaining. Fort Laramie finally got it down to three at 51-48. But the Redskins have just about exhausted all time. Erford at the stripe, 6 for 6 on free throws, is Carson Erford. She's there for Ottawa Glandorf. Double bonus coming. Redskins with a nifty steal on that last inbound by Ottawa Glandorf after the timeout. And who was it that got the field goal? Mesher for Fort Laramie?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I mean, they just said that was Brandwee's fifth foul, and it is a two, so it looks a lot like a five.
51-48, double bonus Erford. Seven in a row as she connects. 52-48 in favor of Ottawa Glandorf. 5.6 remaining, and that makes it darn near impossible for Fort Laramie to get this game tied.
Well, it does make it impossible, and I'm not sure why you need a timeout.
52-48, 5.6 remaining. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Tonight at 6:55 airtime, Rushi boys at New Bremen. Each club lost last night. Boy, we expect a real serious scrap at New Bremen tonight. New Bremen 5-2, and the Rushi Raiders 10-1 after falling to Jackson Center last evening, 65-53. Second free throw, Carson Erford. Buzzer sounds before she shoots it.
The young man on the clock is struggling today.
5.6 to go. Erford at the foul stripe. She has connected on seven free throws in succession. Buzzer sounds again. A little confusion here at the scores table. 4-point lead in favor of Ottawa Glandorf. 3 points was the difference seconds ago, closest Fort Laramie had been since the opening minute and a half of the game. Carson Erford aiming for 8 in a row at the stripe. Tell you what, the buzzers, the inadvertent buzzers, didn't bother her one bit. Boy, that's one fine freshman, Chuck.
Yeah, she's had a nice game.
53-48, Ottawa Glandorf by 5. Fort Laramie rolls it to midcourt. It's Mesher, head of the key, left corner Turner, long three, air ball, rebound Glandorf, and that's it. Ottawa Glandorf advances to 11-2 on the year. Fort Laramie loses for the first time. The unbeaten Redskins go down to defeat. Fort Laramie now 11-1. Ottawa Glandorf 53, and Fort Laramie 48. We'll return to wrap it up here in a couple of minutes. Ottawa Glandorf nips the Redskins by 5. Ottawa Glandorf won the game really in the first 12, 13 minutes, spurting out to an 11-point lead. Redskins just couldn't generate enough offense to catch them. Played pretty good defensively over the last 2.5 quarters. But to the better team here today, the Titans of Ottawa Glandorf, who edge out the Redskins by 5, 53-48. Back in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
But Chuck Hanowig-Landorf defeats the Fort Loramie girls. Redskins go down to loss number one on the year. Fort Loramie now sets its sights on a very big clash on Thursday with Rushi. Bodkins is an opponent in advance of that game on the road on Tuesday night. Rushi comes to town on Thursday. Two big SCAL games coming up. Redskins fall for the first time. OG victorious 53-48 here today.
Yeah, Loramie didn't start the game strong. They really struggled to defend. Gave up 19 points in a first quarter. You don't ever see that. And from there on, they just really were battling uphill. Got it close, got it down to three, but could never get it over the hump.
Let's take a look at the scoring. Redskins did have some bright spots in this five-point setback.
Well, they had 17 points for Avery Brandaway. She was terrific. She's my Clancy's player of the game. And then it drops all the way down to Mesher, had eight. I thought she played well, too. Seven for Turner and six for Skylar Albers. And six for Summer Hoing off the bench. I thought she was terrific.
Yep.
On the other side, they were led by Erford with 12 and Grothaus with 10, and I'm going to go with Erford as my Clancy's player of the game on the OG side.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's. 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, you've got to go back several seasons before you can find the last home loss suffered here by Fort Loramie. It came to Tip. Tip beat the Fort Loramie girls by 12 several seasons ago. Since then, the Redskins had not been beaten on this floor. Of course, Tip, an outstanding Division II program, came in that night as the favorite and thumped the Redskins several seasons back. But No losses suffered by Fort Loramie girls here at home since then. Today, the Redskins taste the defeat in their own gym, 53-48. Ottawa Glandorf victorious by five.
I know that Coach Siegel searching, but they just really couldn't find a combination today that really worked. Their point guard play was not very good. They didn't facilitate. They didn't get the offense going, and that's why they ended up losing by 5 points.
Glandorf now 11-2. Fort Loramie 11-1. Again, a road game on Tuesday for the Fort Loramie girls at Botkins. And then a major league contest next Thursday here against Rushi, which is a game back in the loss column of Fort Loramie in the Shelby County Athletic League. Tonight, 6:55 airtime, Rushi boys on the road at New Bremen. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our schedule next week. For sure, we'll have that Fort Loramie-Rushi game from here at the Redskins gym next Thursday. Friday night boys action as well. And then next Sunday, 1 week from tomorrow, it's the MLK Classic here at the Fort Loramie gym. We'll have a couple of games for you on that Sunday. Thanks so much to our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, the radio on your phone. Thanks for listening. Again, we had close to 4,000 IP addresses tuned in at one moment very late in that game last night at Jackson Center. An enormous audience, I think our best ever for a regular season contest, at close to 4,000 for the tail end of that game last night between Jackson Center and Rushi. Thank you so much for tuning in. And once again here today, tonight at 6:55, Rushi, New Bremen. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie, where Ottawa Glandorf has beaten the Fort Loramie girls 53-48.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, and the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.